It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, we're television neighbors again. And I brought a toy that isn't working. Yeah, but I think I know how to fix it. So let's just go to the kitchen and I'll show you. Please won't you be my neighbor? I think I have some tacks in here. Paper towels. You know what those are? Yeah, pliers. Here, some. What I needed, you see, was a little tack to go in that hole and in there so that it could stay together. That one's too big. What I usually do is just put them on a sticky piece of tape. Here's a small one here. Might work. Yeah, I think that's going to work. Look at it carefully. Right. There. Now it's together. What you do is to squeeze this in this way and this in this way, and make that little toy go like that. Is that fun? Just a few pieces of wood and some string and a little figure like that. I know a young man by the name of Cheney Umphrey who can do gymnastic stunts like this. Yeah. He's not a toy, he's a real person. And he practices his gymnastics every day at our neighborhood gym, along with other young people. I'd really like you to meet Cheney. So why don't we just go to our neighborhood gym now? Come along. We'll be back in a little while, Fish. Yeah. To our neighborhood gym. Cheney said he'd meet us inside the gym. This is it, so let's just go in. Hi, Cheney.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
That looked great.
Thank you.
I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Cheney Umphrey. Tell me what this is.
This is a pommel horse.
Pommel horse.
Mm-hmm. These are the pommels, and this is the saddle.
Oh, this is kind of like a horse, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you do flips around a horse.
Right.
What is it that you have on your hand?
Well, this is rosin. Gymnasts usually call it chalk.
Chalk? What do you use that for?
Oh, just to stay on the event. It helps us from not to slip off the event.
I see. So your hands might be slippery without that stuff on.
Right.
Would you do some more stuff on there?
Oh, sure. Let me chalk up real quick.
Good.
Okay.
That really keeps you safe, I guess.
Right, yeah.
I'd just like to see you do more of that on there. Oh, that was wonderful. What a lot of practice that must take.
Yeah, it sure does.
How much do you practice?
Up to 4 to 5 hours a day.
4 to 5 every day?
Yeah.
That takes a lot of dedication to be a gymnast,
right.
Doesn't it?
It's a dedication that makes a gymnast. Right.
My, my. Well, I'm already proud of you.
Thank you.
You know? Now, you do other things than the pommel horse, don't you?
Right, the parallel bars.
Parallel bars? Could I see you work on them?
Sure.
Okay. Hey, this feels like walking on pillows.
Yeah, it's a safety device that gymnasts use just in case there's an accident or just for landing, so it saves their legs.
Oh, you just jump down on it.
Right. Kind of like a spaceman.
Nice. Well, I'll just stay over here and watch you on the parallel bars.
Okay.
Oh, is that beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, now, you never did stuff like that when you began, did you?
Oh, no. I started out with forge rolls and simple little roll around the mat kind of things.
Uh-huh.
It's taken me a long time to do what I'm doing now.
Well, you probably should never do anything that complicated without a teacher.
Oh, no, not at all. Very important that you have a coach there with you to help keep you safe and be there if there is an accident.
Yeah. Do you ever do anything with music?
Oh, I sure do. I've done a floor exercise to music. Would you like to see it?
Sure, I would.
Okay.
Over here?
Yeah. This is where we do our tumbling.
It's all carpeted.
Yeah, feel that?
Springs, huh?
Right, helps us give us height.
I see.
I have some music on tape. Would you play that for me?
Sure. Now, why do you take those long pants off?
Helps me feel more comfortable. Shows a little bit more of my body.
Uh-huh. And then you wear those soft shoes, huh?
Right. Helps give more traction when I'm running.
I see. So I just press the button. Janie, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
You are so graceful. You know, you remind me of a dancer.
Well, you know, I have two sisters that are in dance. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's rubbed off on me a little bit.
Well, whatever it is, it's just wonderful. Do you like this kind of tumbling a lot?
Of course, I love floor, but I find high bar the most interesting.
High bar?
Yeah.
Would you do some things on the high bar?
Sure.
I'd like to see that.
Okay.
See, how does Janie do that? He does that backflip. And then immediately into a front flip. Hi, Chuck.
Oh, hi, Chaney. How are you?
How are you, Chuck?
I'm well, Fred. How about yourself?
Very good.
Good to see
what
you.
What do you have here?
Well, I'm working on an elephant gymnastics-like toy, and I thought I'd stop by here. Maybe Chaney and some of the other gymnasts could give me some ideas.
Did you see what Chaney just did on the floor?
Oh,
there?
Yeah. It's incredible. Incredible.
This way?
Yes. That's what I'm trying to make him do, yes. In fact, I think I'm going to need batteries and some gears.
A mechanical elephant gymnast. Yeah. You don't use batteries, do you?
No, I hope not.
You use yourself. That's what's important. What do you have here?
Oh, it's a pair of leather grips to help me hold on better on the high bar.
Oh, I'd like to see you up on that high bar.
Okay. Chuck, would you give me a spot?
Oh, I'd be happy to. Would you hold that for me?
Sure.
Thanks. Isn't that incredible?
Oh, I should say. How could any toy do such a thing?
Well, I don't think any toy could. Only a dedicated, talented human being like Chaney could probably do that.
Thank you.
Yeah. You have a 2-year-old brother, don't you?
I sure do, yeah. And I'd never let him do anything that I do up here on the high bar.
Not at 2. Would he want to?
Yeah, he sure would. He sees me in working out, and he wants to go out there and do the same thing. But I care too much about him to see him go up there and hurt himself.
Yeah. But you'll help him along, won't you?
Oh, I sure will.
You had a lot of people helping you.
I did. I had parents and coach, and you need someone there to help you.
Well, you know we're mighty proud of you in this neighborhood.
Well, thank you.
Here's your music.
Okay,
sure, I'll hold that for you.
I know you have things to do, and I've got to get back, but it's always a pleasure to watch your work.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Thanks for coming by.
Bye, Chaney.
Bye.
Bye, Chuck.
Bye for now, Fred. Well, I know he won't do what you just did, but do you think if we had a bar, maybe?
What a fine sport gymnastics is. Let's just go back to my place. Isn't Chaney a wonderful gymnast? He's 15 years old, but of course he practiced easier things for a long time before he was able to do those things. Yeah. Can you stand on one foot? Like this? Just stand on one foot? Can you turn a somersault yet? Well, you saw how careful Chaney was. He asked Mr. Aber to spot him. That means he wanted Mr. Aber to stand close by to make sure that he wouldn't land off the mat. Thought that was fun to see that. How would you like some food, fish? There. I'll be sure that I get that little tack in there, right? Put these away. It's very important to have a good teacher if you're interested in learning gymnastics. I heard of a child who didn't know anything about gymnastics and tried one of those very difficult stunts and got hurt. So you need someone to show you the right way to begin, and then you can start to learn well. Let's just have some make-believe now. Yeah, trolley. Let's make-believe about toys and gymnastics and elephants. In fact, we could pretend that Mr. Aber is visiting the neighborhood with H.J. Elephant III. Neighborhood of make-believe, trolley.
Say that he likes to do a somersault.
Oh, he does, Your Majesty.
Could I please see him do it?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yes, very nice, very nice. However...
Yes, sir?
Well, I was just thinking, it's really you, Mr. Aber, who are making the elephant do the somersault, is it not?
Oh, yes, sir. Each day's a puppet.
Yes, I understand. But have you never seen an elephant do somersaults by itself?
No, I guess I haven't. Do you know of such a toy?
There is only one in the world.
Only one?
Yes, and it happens to be in a museum.
Oh, a toy museum, huh?
A certain round museum.
Lady Elaine's museum?
The only toy of its kind in the world.
That's something I'd really like to see.
May you have good fortune, Mr. Aber.
Oh, well, thank you, King Friday, and you too.
And may your elephant puppet appreciate you.
Oh, I think he does.
I know how to speak to puppets, you know.
Well, would you like to speak with H.J.?
Of course, if he would like.
Well, how about it, H.J.? Would you like to speak with King Friday?
Very good. H.J. Elephant the Third, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
I welcome you to this neighborhood.
Well, thank you. I've always liked this place. May I ask you a question?
Certainly.
Is it hard to be a king?
Oh, sometimes it's very hard. For instance, yesterday, I had to make 17 decrees, and that took such a long time.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry to interrupt.
This is H.J. Elephant the Third.
I'm so glad to meet you, Mr. Elephant. Aren't you a friend of Charles R. Aber, our Westwood neighbor?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I am. And he's right here with me.
Oh, where is he?
Right down there.
Oh, lovely, yes.
Hello, Queen Sarah.
Oh, Mr. Aber, how good to see you.
Well, thank you. I was just about to take H.J. to the museum go-round.
And I've come to ask my husband if he could come and help with another decree.
Another decree?
Oh, it seems there are so many requests.
Very well, my dear. Farewell, Aber and Elephant. May you succeed in life as friends, and may your pleasures come to you in mutuality.
Why, Friday, you are so poetic.
I like to think so, yes.
Thank you for everything, King Friday.
Oh, and you're welcome for everything, both of you.
Bye for now, King Friday. Queen Sarah.
May you have a long puppet life, Elephant. Yes.
Come along, dear.
Decrees, decrees, decrees.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery.
Oh, hello, Mr. McFeely.
Why, Mr. Aber, you have an elephant.
Yes. H.J., I would like you to meet Mr. McFeely.
How do you do, H.J., and a speedy delivery to you.
Glad to know you, Mr. Blake.
That's the first time I ever shook hands with an elephant.
Are you making a delivery today?
Yes, I have a delivery over at the museum go-round.
Oh, well, that's where we're going.
Well, let's go together.
Terrific.
Right this way.
Well, if it isn't two men and an elephant.
And a speedy delivery for you, Lady Elaine.
Oh, we get so many things at this museum. I wonder what this one is.
Well, now, let me see. It's in a bag here.
Oh, good.
And it says on the bag, this bag contains one Lady Elaine ladder toy.
Oh, that's the new toy. Open it up. Let's see what it's like.
All righty. Well...
Oh, I've been waiting for this.
Now, let's see. There's the ladder.
There it is. Real pretty ladder, too.
Now, let me take it out of the bag here.
Wait till you see the next part. Wherever you'll find it.
Well, here's another part here.
That's it, and it's Lady Elaine. What do you think of that?
How does it work, Lady Elaine?
Well, you just put the little figure of me on the top of the ladder, and you watch it come down.
Oh, can I try it?
Oh, please
All
do.
Right. This goes up. On the top.
Uh-huh.
And you let it go.
Uh-huh. Just let it go.
Isn't that something?
Oh, boy.
May I try it?
Oh, sure. Oh, go right ahead.
Oh, thank you. Put Lady Elaine
on top.
On top of the Lady Elaine ladder toy.
That's right.
Oh, my. Let me go get it.
All right. I think try that one more time.
Oh, it's fun.
There's Lady Elaine with Lady Elaine.
All righty. Now, one more time. I'll put it on the top.
All right.
There she goes.
Oh,
I'm all dizzy.
Well, I'll just set it right there because I have more speedy deliveries to make today.
In this neighborhood?
Yes, in this neighborhood. I have a delivery at the castle for Queen Sarah.
Oh, well, the world likes your speedy delivery service, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I'm glad because I like the world. Speedy delivery, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye for now,
okay,
Mr. McFeely.
Oh, my. Does your elephant eat much?
Oh, no, he's a puppet, Lady Elaine. I just like to make believe with him, you know?
Oh, it's a good sport.
Oh, yeah. H.J. likes to do somersaults.
Oh, he does? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Somersault it is. Does he use batteries?
Oh, no, I just do it with my hand. Mm-hmm. But King Friday told us that there's a toy elephant here that does somersaults by itself.
That's right.
And that it's the only one in the world, huh?
That's right again.
Well, could we see it? I mean, H.J. and I would really like to see such a unique toy.
Mm-hmm. Nobody sees that toy.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's locked up in a room all by itself, and nobody ever gets to see it.
Nobody?
Nobody. Not even I.
Wait a minute. You mean to say that you've never even seen that toy yourself?
No. When I took over this job as curator, that was the one room I wasn't allowed to go into. And nobody else is allowed either.
But who made that rule?
NPR.
National Playthings Reserve?
You've got it, Neighbor Aber.
Oh, surely would be nice to see that toy gymnastics elephant, wouldn't it, H.J.?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe an elephant could help. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's think about that.
Well, if you come up with anything, let me know. Okay. In the meantime, I'll play with the Lady Elaine ladder.
Okay. Bye for now, Lady
Bye,
Elaine.
Toots.
What do you think? You want to fly back? Okay, go for it. Yeah, a flying elephant trolley. Yeah, I know, but it's in a locked room. I hope we can.
Do you like to play with puppets or wooden toys or toy cars and trucks or toy stuffed animals like elephants? There are so many different kinds of things for play, aren't there? What do you think they might do about that gymnastic elephant that nobody's allowed to even look at in the museum? Well, we'll pretend more about that next time. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting, while we're waiting for something new to do. Let's try to think up a song while we're waiting that's liberating and will be true to you. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting till something's through. You know it's really all right. In fact, it's downright quite bright to think of something to do that's specific for you. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting. Let's think of who it might be while we're waiting. Mr. McFeely.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
I have the letters that you ordered.
Oh, good. Come on in, will you?
All righty.
I'd like to show them to my friends. Would you sit there?
All right. I have four letters of the alphabet here.
Yeah.
And when you put them down like this, I'll show you the first one. This is the letter O.
Uh-huh.
And it looks the same that way from that side.
Mm-hmm. As from that side.
That side. And upside down. You see?
Uh-huh.
Now, here's another letter. You want to take that one?
Sure.
Here is the letter X.
And it looks the same.
From that way.
Front and back.
Front and back. And
upside down.
See?
Isn't that fun to think about that?
Here's that one. Now, here is the letter I. Front and back.
Back.
And
upside down.
That way. Now there's one more.
Three. And number four.
The letter H. That way. That way. And upside down. There you go.
Two of them spell.
Hi. Hi, and speedy delivery.
That's right. I wanted you to see this.
Oh.
You ever seen a toy like that?
Well,
you just press these two sticks together.
Well, this looks a little bit like an H, too.
Yeah.
These together. Oh. A gymnast,
yes.
Not a stick.
What kinds of toys did you like to play with when you were a little boy?
Well, you know, I had a collection of trucks, and I had an electric train collection.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, my grandchildren are coming over, and they like to play with the truck. I've saved them. I've passed them down through the generations. And as a matter of fact, the first train set that I have, when I was about 3 years old, I still have, and we just pass it down generations in our family.
You think your grandchildren would enjoy playing with that?
Yes, may I take it to them?
Yes.
They're coming. I'm sure they'll enjoy this one. Speedy delivery.
Well, thanks for these, Mr. McFeely.
Well, you're quite welcome.
That's fun to think about letters like that.
Oh, may I see that one before I go? The letter X. I'll make an exit. Speedy delivery. There you go. See you around the neighborhood. Thank you for the loan of this.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely. Bye. All kinds of ways to play. I love you. It's a good feeling when you're able to find people who like to play the kinds of things you like to play. That's one thing that helps to make friends, playing together. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how. By just your being you. Only one person in the whole world like you. That's you yourself. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.